They're just more common. So I have Leander, Lysander, Evander, all those. I love Ollie as a nickname. Ow, sorry, hit myself in the face. Ignore that. I think it's just, it's such a fun name to say. Oleander. And Willow, is it very naturey? Yes. But it's so lovely. Like, you can't complain, can you? I think Oleander Willow is just really lovely. Story Vivian. Story is perfect. It's beautiful. I can't tell any names to my parents because they just make fun of them. But I think it's wonderful. It's got such a magical feel. And who doesn't love stories? Vivian, I can't comment on because I've never liked it. And I don't know why. It just isn't not it for me. However, it's well paired. I get the combo. I was going to say Story Verity. Too many Y's. But I do think Story Vivian is a good combo, even if Vivian isn't for me. Adela Artemisia. This is a struggle for me. Artemisia is one of my absolute most favourite names of all. And Adela is pretty. I like it. I think I prefer just Della. But the flow here, I am not vibing with. It's, you've got two AA names, so it's Adela Artemisia. So the stresses don't seem quite right, and the A's kind of go into each other. I think they're both beautiful names, and they both belong on your list, but in different places. I'm just looking at the rest of you user card. Adela Foxglove would be stunning. I think Adela Foxglove, bear it in mind. Artemisia works with anything. I love it. Please keep Artemisia. It's the most, like, powerful, magical, elegant name. Makes me think of Artemisia Gentileschi. Beautiful name. Not really into the combo. Poet Wildflower. I always complain about double word names, but no, I don't care at all. This is so elegant and they have very different vibes. So whenever you're looking at one, the other one doesn't feel like a word name. Poet, you can call them Poe, which is adorable. I love, obviously, the literature. I'm a big fan of poetry. And Wildflower is so bold and free. And I think Poet Wildrose would feel a little, like, heavy, a little, I don't want to say overdramatic, because obviously I'm extremely overdramatic, but it would feel too far, like, focused on one thing. But Wildflower is just light and varied enough, I suppose, that the whole thing feels very well put together. It's just, you think of wildflowers and they're beautiful, and you think of a quill and writing on, like, slightly curled bits of parchment. It's just really lovely.